So, hello there. It's Phil Butler again with another Audio Boo, and this time I'm joined by Adam Bloom and Jason Manford. Hello, boys.
Hello.
You didn't have to say Audio Boo because they know it's one.
Well, I know that, but I've shut up.
I can't believe how professional he was.
I'm going to spend 5 minutes talking about how much time you've wasted.
he's not been like this for the last 2 days, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow.
It's not his normal voice.
So we're over in Mallorca at the moment, and we're doing gigs for the guys out here, BCM Square.
Yeah.
We did it last night. What a great gig it was. 1,500 people.
Not what I was expecting, to be honest.
What were you expecting?
2,000.
I was expecting it to be a bit of a nightmare, to be honest. I mean, I Google image searched that. I thought, right.
Did you really?
Yeah, I went BCM Square. I wonder what it even looks like. Is it a theatre? I couldn't work out what it was. And literally every photo had foam in it. that's not good for a gig, is it?
Admittedly, after 3 jokes not working, the audience were foaming at the mouths.
But it was absolutely fantastic. You know, they were all in chairs. You know, I had a nightmare of everybody standing.
Yeah.
Some of them had pants on.
It was nice, actually. It was nice and it was well organised. It was a bit weird having. Obviously, there was like hotels either side, so there was people like looking out the windows.
Yeah.
And like
draping messages to you.
And like someone was having a go at the audience at one point. Somebody was going, "You paid €25. We're getting this show for free."
Yeah.
LOL on the bed.
And then we put the roof on, and they couldn't see anything.
Tell them what you said back with
them. Oh yeah, they'll get charged €200 when they try and check out for ruining the linen. Who's the winner, Bozo?
That's great. But that created an atmosphere that we were. The audience were in the in crowd,
yeah, that's right,
and they
yeah.
were on the outside.
We were all
trying
mates.
To look in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
in actual fact, they created a massive amount of, you know,
goodwill.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I had a laser pen. Did you remember
I saw
that?
The laser pen. Yeah.
Did you see it on my face?
No, no. But I saw the security go up to get rid of.
Did you not see it on the big screen or anything?
No.
And it was green.
But when I said to the audience, "There's a laser pen, isn't there?" They knew, so they must have been able to see it.
Yeah.
And your eyes were green.
No, I could see it at the corner of my eye.
Yeah, but what colour was the laser pen?
Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that important? I thought you'd just tell us of how well my gig had gone.
So listen, the two of you, it's weird that I've never met you before, Jason, because we've worked on the same circuit.
I think because now. I compared a lot and you compare a lot.
That's right,
obviously
yeah.
two compares, you don't get them together, really.
That's right. And your career rocketed, but let's not talk about that.
But you two know each other from way back, do you?
That's because my career plummeted.
We sort of passed each other on the stairs.
Yeah.
No, we met. He knows exactly. Obviously, Rain Man over here. He knows exactly the moment we met. And
right.
What
the 428th person to call me Rain Man.
I know. That's very good.
Fantastic.
So you used to say it when you had this really ridiculously detailed.
Yeah, I'm scared with a few drinks in me. I might not get it right. I only drink so I can be like you look.
It's the first of you doing anything with a drink in you, isn't it?
This is the first in 16 years of the 17 years I've been performing.
17 years and 6 months.
Yes, that's true.
It is true.
I've had alcohol in me. I don't ever drink before a gig. I do wonder though, I did a wedding speech. I hosted Brendan Burns' wedding. I emceed it. And I stayed sober all day for it. And then Ed Burns said to me, "You should have a drink because everyone else has a drink. You're not doing a gig."
See, I'm a bit like, yeah, that's all right. I feel like on gigs, I feel a little bit like, well, I need to stay one step ahead of the audience.
I completely agree.
You know what I mean? And they've had a drink. I think, well, I won't have a drink. You know,
like a bouncer,
I mean?
Like a bouncer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
If I
kick
myself, you're punching straight in the face and they're going, whoa.
Yeah.
Same thing with words. Mm. But anyway, I had a beer on Ed's recommendation. Also, because I'd drunk at my own wedding, I drank a couple of best man speeches, so it was different.
You've done it before.
It's not a gig. Yeah, it's not a gig. Yeah.
You're not getting paid, basically.
And also, it's not. A performance that an audience, they're not paying to watch you. And you're part of an evening. Mm. And then I had a drink, and I just got the tiny, tiny feeling of alcohol in me.
Yeah.
And I got a couple of people out to do speeches, as they walked off, they kind of made a comment at me, and they walked off.
Mm.
And 100 miles an hour, a really good line came out of me, and I thought, it's almost as if I'm better.
Yeah.
That's a slippery slope, isn't it?
It is a slippery slope. I haven't done since at a gig.
Right.
Frank Carson used to say that he was better if he had a drink in him as well. But then other people would say, no, he just thinks he's better. We're running out of time now.
Okay.
So come and see your tour. You've got an arena tour.
Yeah, I'm on tour until November.
All the information on that is on your website.
If you're running out of time, let's not talk about a bloke who's selling 12,000 tickets a night in advance. Let's talk about my next